Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All of us were on planes this weekend because, we had a best of show on Friday because Kelly Raspberry was busy receiving an award in Chicago. You know, so we decided to take that opportunity to go say what's up to all our friends in different cities. Jenna, you were out in New Orleans.
Yeah, I love Louisiana people.
Yeah, had a good time.
Love it. Yeah, so good, so good. Actually, that was boyfriend's first appearance.
Oh, because he went with you, right?
I drug him with me.
Did you make him take pictures and everything?
Yeah, he was very supportive.
Over under, how many times did he hear, good, babe?
Good, babe.
He said, he didn't tell me till later because I was hanging out with everyone, right? So he told me yesterday, actually. He goes, man, I got a lot of requests to say good, babe.
taking requests anytime you meet
like,
him.
I hope you made them happy. Yeah, it was awesome. We had a great turnout, though.
That's good.
Anna and I were in Lubbock having a blast there. That's Allentown right there.
Reckon.
That's where Kelly's husband went to school.
I'm being a good Texas Tech wife.
Yeah.
Try really hard to do guns up and wreck them whenever I have a chance.
Well, I got offered a chance to come back and watch a game, Kelly.
Yay.
You're so nice.
Maybe I could bring Alan with me since he's a huge fan of the Red Raiders.
We try to go at least once a year.
So, yeah, but we had a lot of people show up, and I met one of my Fortnite buddies.
Oh.
In person, Pugatron. Shout out, bro.
Pugatron?
Yeah.
Shout out.
He's 16, and this whole time I thought he was older. But no, he's in high school.
But he's just as tall as you are.
He was, man. He plays soccer and everything. Mm-hmm.
Is he like pugs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Pugatron. But I met him. We met so many people out there. I don't know how many pictures we took.
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
They gave us a count at the end, but I forgot.
Same.
Of how many. You did forget? Yeah, but we had a good time.
That's
out
good.
Big. Big Al, you were out in Chattanooga.
I went to Chattanooga to have a, it was a fill the backpack party, but the big thing for me personally was I got to go to the Chattanooga Lookouts baseball game and throw out the first pitch. And I was a little nervous.
Nervous for you, dude.
I've never done this before. You know, you always see the bloopers about the mess-ups on the first pitch, you know, with Fittison and everybody else that messes up these pitches. So I didn't know, but there's three or four people sometimes that get to throw out a first pitch. So they have people that are there for various reasons. So Amazon apparently has a facility there in Chattanooga, and they had some people from Amazon throwing out two or three pitches.
I didn't know there were multiple.
Now, sometimes there are.
How many did you have? How many multiples?
There were three before me, I believe.
So
this could be good or bad because
That takes the pressure off of you.
Yeah,
especially if the one in front of you is awful.
Well, that wasn't the case because the first two were kind of average. You know, the first two actually went to the front of the mound and threw from there, and they weren't. You know, they weren't terrible, but they, you know, just average little pitches.
They got it to where it needed to go.
You're fine.
Did it make you feel nervous? Like, oh, man, these guys did pretty good.
I'm like, I could at least do as well as they're doing.
Perfect.
And then this guy came up that was the one right before me that looked like he had just been cut from the Yankees or something. Because this guy... I had seen him warm up. I didn't know he was going to be throwing one of the pitches. He was in, like, the little pitching area, you know, doing practice pitches.
Uh-huh.
I decided I didn't need a practice pitch.
Practice?
This guy goes out on the mound, and he's standing on the mound where the pitchers go, and he throws what must have been a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right down the line.
Really?
Right in the glove.
Did he do the high kick and everything, all that good stuff?
The wind-up and everything, and you heard that ball hit that glove. Pow-yow! So he's right before me.
Mm. Did he look at you and go, take that, Big Al?
Yeah. And so I'm having flashbacks of John McGill giving the dynamite speech that he did at Kelly's wedding, and then I had to give the toast right after.
And, you didn't practice that either.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't write anything.
So I go up on the mound, and my only goal is to get the ball over the plate.
That's all you want to do.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Get it to the catcher.
One side or another. You know, I'm not a professional, so it's no big deal.
Now, how many beers are we in at this point, Big Al?
Probably 2 to 3-ish.
Okay.
You know, I'm 2 to 3 drink Al right now.
I feel like that's what Babe Ruth used to have in his body by the time game came.
It was dollar beer night.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to take advantage
dollar
of
dollar hot dogs too?
I think so, Kelly. I'm not 100% sure. So I go up on the mound. Stands are full. And I look, I've been over a little bit. I'm like shaking my head. No, I don't want that one.
What'd you call off a curveball or
something? Yeah.
Okay, good.
Then I look back over my shoulder at first base. Then I pitch. And JC, you'd be kind of proud of.
You bounced it in?
The ball went
straight.
It went straight over the plate. It went straight over the plate. It was, aside from it bouncing about a foot before the plate.
Was that a breaking ball?
I would have no shame in that.
I mean, I was...
Oh, you just dropped. That thing dropped on
you. It was a drop ball. It was a, what do you even call that? Yeah. Slider. Something.
That was not a slider, but.
How are the comments? What did people think about it?
Everybody was like pretty supportive. They called me One Hop Al. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
It didn't drop like at mid, you know, it dropped like 1 foot before the plate.
Tom Brady, I think, had a bounce ball at a first pitch once. Yeah.
And I could see a semi-pro guy actually swinging at that low ball. It was a low ball, Kelly.
It looked like it was coming in high, and then it just dropped. So they were,
right.
You struck them out.
I could see somebody swinging at that bad boy.
So you felt good about it.
I felt really good about it. I also got to see Joel Westbrook, one of our former kids.
Oh, good.
And he came up. He goes, "You remember me?" I'm like,
"Of course."
Yeah.
You don't remember anyone.
So he goes, "I was a kid in 2013, I believe it was." And I'm like, "Dude, you're like an adult now." I mean, he is grown.
Yeah, a lot of these kids are big.
Yeah, he had grown. So I got to hang out with him and maybe reenact our picture from the kids trip from years ago. And we went up and had a little area, and we got to take some pictures and stuff and meet listeners as well from Hits 96 in Chattanooga. And then... next morning, I went to see, I guess we all did, I'm not sure what, I went to see Paisley, a girl that's going on our kids trip this year.
Okay.
And I didn't know it was her birthday. So, her house is decorated. She is the biggest Disney fan. And
the
situation was they told the family that someone was going to come by and check on them and maybe ask a few questions. They didn't know that I was actually going to give them a trip. So, I mean, the house is decorated for a birthday with princesses. I'm like, well, how many princesses can you name? We'll play this audio later. But she was so excited when she found out she's going to actually get to see all of the princesses.
Awesome.
It's about that time, man. The trip's coming up. It's right around the corner. And so people are starting to find out.
It was fun.
Oh, that's really cool, Al.
I had a good time.
Your pitch went well. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said they got to meet Cutie Pie Russ Face. Apparently he was with you.
Cutie Pie Russ Face
is his name now.
Yeah.
Please refer to him as that.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Anna. This podcast is brought to you for free by Native, and I'm so excited to tell you about how Native products have helped me take great care of my body. I'm constantly looking for ways to make sure that my body is healthy and safe, and Native deodorant is one of the most effective and simple ways to do just that. It's formulated without aluminum and talc, but actually filled with ingredients found in nature, like coconut oil, which feels just as healthy as that sounds. Plus, one of the best parts is that they have something for everyone, with a wide variety of scents for both men and women. I personally adore the lavender and rose scent to feel like a fresh flower every day, and I keep the coconut and vanilla in my purse in case of emergencies. Like the other day, I overslept and I sprinted out the door to make it to work on time, so you can only imagine the huge sigh of relief I felt when I got to work and I remembered that I had my deodorant with me. Thank goodness. But you want to know something even better? You can get 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KPOD. Again, that's 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com with the promo code KPOD. Let Native help you take care of your body.
And Cutie Pie Kelly was in Chicago receiving an award this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you have to do a speech for this?
Unbeknownst to me, I did.
Oh, the surprise speech.
Really? See, I figured if you're winning an award...
Like an acceptance speech.
Yeah, something, right?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I winged it.
You didn't prepare?
No, I didn't.
You big L.
Shout out.
That's because I was kind of a little bit from the previous award I won this year, that I didn't really have time to do a speech. It was just like, hey, thank you.
Here's
so much.
Award.
It was
bye-bye.
I kind of figured it was sort of the same thing, and it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was horrified. I should have prepared something, but I didn't.
I
know for next year.
Next year?
Well, what happens is...
Well, when she gets her award next year.
No, you have to give it, right?
I give it.
Yeah.
It's the Mentoring and Inspiring Women in Radio Airblazer Award.
Mm-hmm.
And last year's winner was Mercedes Martinez. She's in
Las Vegas. Yeah.
And she picked me. And it's so incredible to go to these things because I've been in the business forever. And I don't go to a lot of these conventions. So I don't know that anybody even knows who I am.
Yeah,
they do.
And so when I go, I keep hearing from people that say, yeah, our consultant says, listen to Kelly Raspberry, do this. I've been listening to you for years. I had no idea.
Do they ever say, listen to Big Al and Jenna and JC?
If you were getting an award, they would say the same thing to you.
So that means no.
very sweet. She gave a really sweet speech, and I got there and kind of stumbled and bumbled through my acceptance. But, you know, now I get to pick next year's winner. I got the fifth one, so next year I get the sixth one. So I'm already thinking. I mean, I take it very seriously.
So any woman in radio can win this award from you.
Yes, and they can start campaigning for it now.
We have two women in radio right here in the same room with us.
What you going to give me?
Jenna and Emma. Right?
Yeah, would you like to campaign, ladies?
I know Kelly ain't picking me.
Well, you never know.
No.
Are you allowed to go same show? Do they give you restrictions?
They don't. There's no restrictions that I'm aware of.
Can you give it to yourself?
I think that would be frowned
upon.
They
think they frown upon. I'd like to present.
That'd be the most Kelly Raspberry thing ever,
though. The Airplays Award.
I decided the only one worthy.
The second year in a row is Kelly Raspberry. Yeah. Me.
So, I got to be on a panel.
Oh, those
with,
are fun.
Four other people who are in morning radio. And Brother Wheeze, who has been around since radio was invented, practically, he received the Kid Craddock Award.
Yeah,
they named an award after Kid.
That's cool.
And yeah, we won it, I think, 2 years ago, but my plane was delayed, so I was not able to
That's right,
it.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, they named it after... They gave this award out, but I don't know exactly the first one that was ever handed out.
I do.
Who was the first one?
Bert, and then Bert gave it to us.
Same thing. You pick the recipient.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So Brother Wheeze gets to pick. But he was telling the raunchiest stories. Because back in the day...
Radio was cool.
You could say anything. And today, people are way more sensitive.
Yeah.
So he was telling stories, and everybody was just like, mouths open, like, I can't believe he just said that! Kid would have been laughing hardest.
Yeah.
You know, because it was uncomfortable.
Kid was like Brad Pitt when it came to those morning show boot camps.
Oh, yeah.
He would show up. He'd be like, JC, follow me. And then like, radio people coming up, go, can you sign this, kid? He's walking like he's the Beatles. Just like, here you go, buddy. Right. Now, JC,
in
let me
sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, I'll sign this for you.
And everybody has their story, their kid's story.
Yeah.
And the shame is that a lot of new people in radio
don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
so, that's true.
But they're learning.
It was good.
And
was
awesome. You stayed the weekend with Alan in Chicago?
Chicago is so cool.
Yeah.
I told you.
I mean,
visiting.
It's my first
time. Was this your first time doing the touristy stuff?
Yes, it was my first time. And, you know, you hear on the news murders and gangs and stuff. I didn't see any of that because I stayed in the tourist area.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Stay in the tourist area. You don't have to worry about any of that.
You saw the Bean?
We did the Bean.
Yeah.
We did the fountains. We did the architecture tour, which everybody told us to do. We waited and did it. I wish we'd done it earlier.
Did you do Wiener Circle?
I don't know.
I'm sure she did.
I don't know that I did.
Y'all, it's a staple. Well, you know, I lived in Chicago for years. It's a hot dog stand that you go in, but it's where the women in there that work there wear tank tops and they're tattooed, and you have to yell at them and swear at them to get your food, or they won't give it to you.
I wouldn't do well there.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston always talks about how much fun she had there.
But yeah, Chicago's great. Weather, so beautiful. Everybody's like, go back in January.
No thanks.
When it's cold.
But it was wonderful. I cannot wait to go back. Best food. Ugh. Gained a pound and a half.
Yeah.
Worth it.
I'm glad you guys had fun. You know, mentioning Kid and how the people that are starting out in radio don't know much about him. When we were in Lubbock, we went to the station out there.
Yeah.
At Mix 100.3. They have a wall dedicated to Kid. It's a big old picture of Kid. And they invited listeners he passed away to come write little notes to him.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so it's really cool. So if you ever go out there and claim a prize from the station, check out the wall. It's really, really, really cool. Get to see Kid.
Nice.
Really awesome. We had a fun time on our trips this weekend. But now it's time to get a little petty, Kid Nation. Let's do that.
Give me an E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want you to give you pet. We want you to give us petty. Now, we're talking about funny petty, not you slash tires petty. That's criminal petty. We want the fun petty. I got a couple here from the text that came in early, just to give you an example. It says, hey, guys, I work at a coffee shop, and whenever somebody is rude to me, I hook them up with that decaf instead. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, don't be rude to your barista.
No, you can't do that.
You gotta be nice with them. You'll get that decaf coffee, and you won't have that energy. We'll take your petty calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. All the time.
All right, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Hit us with that, Patty. We love to hear funny petty. That's what we want to be all about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest. Got a few funny ones here on the text. Actually, we have a lot of funny ones on the text. Caroline wrote us and said, whenever my dog ignores me when I want to give him attention, I'll start giving attention to the stuffed bear to make him jealous when he's finally ready for it. I feel like we all do that. How dare you not pay attention to me? Hashtag Petty Monday.
All right.
I'm all about this one right here. Hey, guys, I was in the drive-thru, and the car behind me started honking because I was taking too long with my order. So I pulled up to the first window, paid for my order and theirs, and then I pulled up to the next window, showed both receipts to the car behind me, and then took their order. I paid for it. It's mine. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Dang.
Wow.
That's vicious.
That is great.
That takes it.
That's
vicious.
Yeah, why are you honking at me, man? I don't know the order.
But he did pay for it.
He paid for it. He didn't steal anything. Or she.
Wow.
Can you imagine pulling away? Wait, is that my bag?
Yeah, I took it.
Yeah, that person left. That was your order.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That is so great. I love that. What's up, Caitlin?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My petty is that my son's dad and I, we recently broke up, and he's so far past due on his child support that when he comes over, I don't even offer him a drink of water or anything, and I make it a point to eat before he gets there so I don't have to cook him any food.
Nice. I'm not even going to offer you water.
It's 100 degrees outside. Okay. Get a man some water.
Bring out water.
Yeah, pay your child support, you'll get some water. What's up, right there?
Exactly.
I feel you, Caitlin. Well, hopefully you get better with that. Thank you for calling us. You have a wonderful week. Do you have any petty from the Instagram, Anna? By the way, it's at Kid Nation if you want to send us a DM.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you prefer. This one's from Instagram and says, good morning. I was dating a guy, and when we broke up, he told me that he never loved me. So I took the remote to his Apple TV.
Can you even work the app?
Yeah, on your phone. It's actually way easier.
Oh, then you gotta get
good
them.
To know, because I lose
the the remote app. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I see the remote app. I just haven't set it up.
Oh, yeah, use the screen. It's way easier.
Take a man's remote.
You gotta set it up. Nothing makes me more angry than not being able to find the remote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just get on your phone.
Start accusing everybody you're sitting on
it. Yeah. I'll quit watching TV for the night if I can't find it. Like, I'm done. What's up, Misty?
Hey.
Welcome. So
how are you guys?
I love that you're being petty to telemarketers.
You know, we all get thousands of calls on our phone, right? And I get so tired of them, especially the ones I can't understand.
Right.
So lately, my 3-year-old daughter, she started talking, but I can't make any sense of it. So when I get about 2 or 3 calls a day, I start letting her answer the phone until it's her daddy. So she starts just rambling on and on and on and on so that I don't have to hear it. And nice. they usually end up hanging up really quickly.
Of course they do. See, little kids come in handy sometimes. I might have to steal that one and let my daughter talk to the telemarketers. I did read a story that says that those robocalls we get, apparently they have some sort of some app or something that gauges how long you stay on the phone with them. The longer you stay on there, the more apt they're to tell someone, hey, this person stay on the phone, and you have a chance to
talk
to them.
They don't know that you're pranking them.
You don't, yeah, they don't know you're pranking. They just know that you stayed on the phone for 5 minutes, so these people might be willing to stay on there and get scammed by you. There's a little upside that I read. All right. Not upside, but a little tip. What's up, Erica?
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. Were you being petty at the supermarket?
Yes. So I was at the grocery store, and the woman in front of me was very rude. On the phone, rude, and then was rude to the cashier. So as they were checking her items out, I began taking things from her pile and putting them behind the barrier in mine so she would get home with some of the stuff that she went to the store for.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're putting it behind her little plastic thing?
Yeah. Sour cream, paper towel.
Yeah, stuff that she probably...
Paper towel.
The main stuff she probably went to the store for.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just kind of rolled the paper towels back over into mine and took it home and be angry because she doesn't have them.
Did you buy her things?
No.
You said, I changed my mind. I don't want these.
Right. These 3 things I don't want, but thank you.
Did you tell the cashier what you did?
I wasn't really, I didn't want to make it a big thing.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
You're right. I'm sure they saw me do it, honestly, because I wasn't being, fly or anything.
So funny.
I love that.
Petty.
I got petty right there.
There's so many creative ways.
To be petty?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much this morning.
Oh, hold on. Amelia.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
So, the way I'm petty is I work in a fast food restaurant, and I often see people cut each other in line. So, I make sure that the person who was cut just happens to be the right spot in line to win a free meal for that day.
Aww.
And I loudly announce it so that the person who cut them can hear it.
Awesome.
That's cool, petty.
That is superhero level petty right there.
Yeah.
Like in a good way.
That's good.
I like that.
Amelia, you're a hero. I love that.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. Let those people know they cut. Could have been you, but you cut, jerk. What's up, Aaron? Oh, wait. I hit the wrong one. What's up, Aaron?
Hi. I got into a small, little meaningless argument with my husband, and so I sent him to the car to get something out of the car. Then he went down in his boxers, and I walked him out of the house.
How long before you let him back in?
About 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
45 minutes?
Whoa. Hey.
I took a shower. I got ready to go and pee. It was just great.
What was the fight about?
It was just something stupid. I think it was, are you going to get ready to go? And she's like, I'm watching this episode. And I was like, well, we need to go. So I think that's what it came down to. And yes. I was just like, well, you can stand outside while I get ready at this
point. Well, surely that caused yet another fight.
Did it?
No, he came inside. He goes, great, now we're going to be late. I was like, well, it's your fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We know not to push it.
Yeah.
She's willing to let us stay out there for 45 minutes in our box.
45 minutes and you draw.
Yeah. What's up, ladies? I would be really upset.
Yeah.
I don't know how you recover from that.
Not right.
But they do.
All right. Our resident Fortnite head, Cutter Butters, on the phone again.
Cutter Butter.
Oh, your friend.
Hey, my buddy. Hey, Cutter.
Hey, what's up, man?
I was wondering why I haven't seen you in a while on the Fortnite. What's going on?
Yeah, so for those of y'all that do not play Fortnite, about 2.5 weeks ago, they decided to add a killer robot with about 1,000 HP and insta-kill missiles. So for somebody like me that's actually like really good, I just get killed by people that aren't very good, and it just annoys me.
Yeah.
So I decided to be petty towards Fortnite and not play it and actually get a girl.
Whoa!
Good for you.
That's Cutter's way of calling the show and bragging that he finally got a girlfriend.
Go.
Well done. Where'd you meet her?
Well, I actually met her on Tinder. But funny story is, I matched with her and accidentally unmatched. And I actually found her on Instagram, explained the whole story. And she laughed, thought it was funny, gave me her Snapchat. And then, yeah.
Look at that. Aww. See, gamers can get girlfriends, people.
See?
Don't doubt Cutter Butter
when they stop playing.
To get a girlfriend?
Yeah, to stop playing and put more time into that.
Yeah.
That's all right, Cutter Butter.
Oh, good, man. Get yourself a girlfriend. He beat you to getting a girlfriend out.
There you go. Hey. That's all right.
Head of Cutter.
Maybe you start playing video games.
Yeah.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do. All right, coming up next, I hear a little rumbling of maybe a school bus or something. So I would make sure I'm listening, Kid Nation.
Okay. It's about that time, yeah.
I think so, yeah. You're supposed to be listening all throughout the show, but I think I felt like a little rumble. And is there a little roommate drama going on with part-time Justin?
What?
Are we going to go to roommate court here? All right, we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
School bus is here. So jump on in. Call number 13 right now wins the ultimate lunchbox. It's going to be stuffed with $300 for back to school shopping. And the best part, a variety of tasty cake treats for everyone to enjoy.
Thank you, tasty cake.
Go ahead and share with us if you would like. We'll take those tasty cake anytime. Again, call number 13.
800-543-3548.
Can I not give out the phone number, Al?
Uh-uh.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's just me assuming everyone in Kid Nation knows the phone number now.
Never assume.
No.
Hey, look at that. The lunchbox is here. It's nice. It's a brand new one.
It's a word search.
And we have the words inside of the lunchbox, so you know what you're looking for.
Nice.
Part-time Justin.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Enjoying this hot girl summer, you know, fresh from Waco with Nick Adams. We got to, Kelly, you were in Chicago.
Yes.
We were in Waco.
Nice.
I got some cool crawfish and some crab, and we did our podcast at like a nice little restaurant.
Awesome.
Did Chip and Joanna stop by?
You know, I think we missed them. They showed up a little bit early. Mm. You know, I think they wanted to say hello. You know.
Next time. Of course.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it was pretty good. And also, I have a roommate.
Yeah, here's the thing. Justin wants to get our opinion in this situation because this is roommate court here.
Oh, man.
She asked you to do something.
Yeah. Okay, well, and it's been going on for like a while now, but Back earlier this year, I have two friends. My roommate, Lauren, and then my other friend. They're both lesbian. They met each other at a party. They got flirty, you know, things like that.
So they're a couple?
No, they're not
a couple. Oh, they're not a couple.
They're just friends.
I guess. You know, but then one wasn't into the other, you know, but then they met each other up, you know, in a party scene, you know, and then they ended up finding each other at another bar, and then I left, didn't see them. One of the friends, she's a little pushy when it comes to like hanging out and drinking. So like, she goes, "Hey, let me buy you a shot." You know,
Let's keep going, that party animal. Let's keep it going.
And my friend's like, "No, like I'm good. Like I'm fine." She goes, "No, I got you. Spilling drinks left and right, you know, just whatever.
That person. Okay.
And then my roommate felt uncomfortable. She was like, "You know what? I just don't like to be around this environment. I don't like this whole thing." She felt unsafe. She felt, not in a good spot, so she left. So
because she felt the other one was too drunk to be around.
Too drunk, yeah, okay. And a little bit too pushy.
All right.
You know, she tells me what's going on, what happened.
Okay.
She goes, I don't know, I don't like her. I don't think that she's a good friend. She made me feel so uncomfortable. It's not okay. I don't think it's cool that you're her friend either. You know, like that's what she basically said.
Your roommate said this, so you can't have this friend over ever again.
Yeah,
at our
basically.
Apartment.
Yeah, I don't. And I was like, okay, I got you. And she tells me everything that happened, what went down. I was like, oh my God, like I'm so upset. Like, I can't believe she treated you this way. This makes no sense.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be your friend either, but this is what I told my roommate, Lauren. You know, I told her this. And then, but I was like, I'm not going to just like discredit my other friend. You know, this is her life too.
So after you guys have this blow up and you tell her I'm not going to be her friend, you start thinking about it, you calm down and you say, well, why don't I get her side of the story?
Yes.
Okay.
So I ended up talking to her. She goes, honestly, I don't remember a lot that happened. I drank a lot. Mm. I don't remember. I'm trying to put it all together. I even went back to the bartender to talk to her and see what happened. And I went to go talk to the bartender too. Turns out like, some of the things that happened that night didn't all the way go down, you know,
just the way that she thought,
the way that she felt that, but she was still uncomfortable. And my roommate Lauren's like, if I tell you that I was uncomfortable and something happened, you should believe me because I'm your friend. I'm like, yeah, but also she's my other friend is my friend too, and I deserve to give her a chance to speak. And so
that's a grown up thing for you to do. That's the way you should handle it. Yeah.
So I did, and I told my best friend / roommate that I was hanging out with the other friend, and she blew up just a little bit. She goes, I can't believe it. Like, you told me everything, that you weren't going to hang out with her, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I know, but like, I asked to give her the other side. You know, I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got two friends that like
beefing.
Beefing, and I'm caught in the middle of it. I'm like, no, like, this is not like, I don't want to choose sides. You know, also, you're my roommate, and I love you, but I also get to live my own life, you know? And just because you don't like someone else doesn't mean I have to cut them off, right?
That's very true.
The way I would handle it, and I think we've all been through a roommate situation they don't like one of your friends. I think the best way to go about it, and since you say she's your best friend, you could still be friends with other homegirls.
Yeah.
I just think you can't have her over anymore.
Yeah.
And you have to respect your roommate.
And you can't talk about the other to the other.
And you can't talk about them to each other.
You just got
to
remove yourself from that drama.
You could be friends with both. And they don't have to be in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you should cut the other one off.
Yeah, that's where I was. I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But and then so and this, we blew up on each other last night. There was tears.
Oh,
there was
no.
crying.
You were crying?
We were crying, yes, but it like ended up in like the most emotional moment ever. You know, relationships, they're going to have like the rocky moments, right? Like,
yeah.
If it's always sunshine and rainbows, then how are you going to be able to enjoy those moments if you don't realize that there are like rough spots?
Yeah,
you know?
Got to have a storm to have a rainbow, Jack.
Yes, that's exactly what we... And so like we're yelling at each other, but then at the end we're like, no, but we love each other. Like,
what were you yelling? You. I'm just curious. What were you yelling?
Yeah.
I was just like... Well, it also blew up with the dishes. And,
this spilled over from roommate to chores.
Yeah. She was like, well, Justin, like, I feel like I've been doing the dishes for a strong 2 weeks now. I was like, yeah, well, you meal prep for yourself. And so all that Tupperware in there is because of you.
So now you and her are beefing.
Uh-huh. And then I'm like, but you tell me when the last time you dusted, when you wiped down the microwave, when you wiped down the handles. I was like, if you want to come at me, we'll come at each other.
And you guys were yelling at each other?
Yes. And then she goes, well, Justin, if you think I'm slacking, you need to call me out. Because she's the person who's calling me out. But no, I don't.
In the moment.
In that moment, I called her out.
And this is what's frustrating, because this happens a lot of times, and I'll find that guys do this. You just hold on to stuff for a while.
And
we want to know, in that moment, this bothered me, or don't do this again. You got to do that. You got to tell her.
I'm a married couple. You're having a married couple fight.
Yeah, it really is. But, man, the love that I have for her is so real and it's so strong, so I'm glad we got to yell and cry. And we're, like, hugging each other. Like, we just really, like, can't live without each other. Like, we're so cool.
Because you're emotionally exhausted, I'm sure.
Emotionally.
Can you imagine if the neighbor called in because they were screaming at each other so loud and he calls, like, 911 to, you know.
Yeah. Hello, 911.
Yeah, I think my neighbors are having a couples fight.
Okay, can you give me the address of the emergency, please?
Yeah, I'll give you the address. It's just really weird because the guy's crying way louder than the girl.
I'm going to school.
Oh, man.
Justin.
Across the country to jump back on the bus.
I know.
So it's all good today, though.
It is all good.
All right, man, good.
Still, nothing but love.
Why don't you go home and do those dishes?
I am. You know.
Go do the dishes, clean up a little bit, make her feel good.
No matter who meal prep.
She just has to, you know, clean out the dishwasher.
There
you go.
Yeah,
buddy. Justin. Christina, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing excellent. Well, I think your day just got a little bit better because you are call number 13. Congratulations.
Yay! I'm so excited.
I know you are. Now, do you have any kids in the car right now?
No, I've already dropped them all off.
Oh, how many kids you got?
I have three.
Three kids.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they're going to have to share the lunchbox and see who gets to take it in each day. Jenna, tell her what she's won.
Okay, so you have won this limited edition 2019 Kid Nation lunchbox. So you'll just have to choose who is your favorite kid that week.
But I'm going to have to keep that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. Or you keep it, and then a $300 Visa gift card, so you can break that up for school supplies, plus free tasty cakes to give your kids the perfect lunchtime treat.
Yay.
Or you can keep the $300 for yourself.
Yeah, keep it all for yourself, Mom.
Yeah, Christina's going to keep it all. She's going to go out with her friends.
There you go.
All right. We'll definitely share the tasty cake with the kids. Congratulations, Christina. You hold on for us. We'll get you set up, okay?
Thank you so much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mack.
You.
You received a DM from a celebrity that we talked about in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, little Miss Macy. I'll get her name right this time.
Macy Bookout from Teen Mom, one of my favorite teen moms. I've watched the show since basically it started when AKA, it was just the one-off.
AKA Ashley.
Yeah. What she said? Did she hear us talking about her?
She did not. She said she listens every morning. She missed it.
Good.
But she also told me that she has a Petty Monday story that she's going to hit us with maybe next week.
Oh, we might be able to talk to Macy Bookout on the show?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. And speaking of being petty, I wouldn't be surprised if your boy Mitch from Chattanooga was petty because you did not mention him once.
Well, you finally got to meet him.
I finally got to meet my man Mitch. He did not bring Carl the Emu, but he did come to the Chattanooga Lookouts game. We got to hang out for a little while, met his wife Julie, and I had a good time. I was just trying to speed along the story so we could get to Kelly's story as well. But Mitch, you know I love you, dog.
Okay. Sorry, Mitch. I think about you all the time.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Okay, we got a couple tidbits for you, Kid Nation. 65-year-old guy in China had to go to the hospital after his karaoke was so intense. His left lung collapsed.
Whoa!
The doctors treated him and recommended he stick to karaoke sessions under 2 hours, please.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a man right there.
Where is he now?
In China. If you want to go visit him, Big Al.
I was going to say, how much is a flight to China?
I don't know, but you that's your spirit person.
Probably pretty expensive. Uh-huh. I'd fly him over here if I had some miles.
Drunk driver in South Carolina failed to hit the brakes on Saturday and crashed through the front entrance of, I kid you not, Brakes for Less.
Oh, my gosh.
And sticking with the car theme, a kid in India was so mad at his parents that they gave him a BMW instead of a Jaguar that he drove his BMW into the river and said, ugh.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
These kids nowadays, how dare you give your kid a BMW
instead of a Jaguar.
Come
Jaguar.
On, parents. How are you? All right, Kid Nation, coming up next, we got our love expert in the house. It's time for Love Letters to Kelly, and we got a person who should not have listened to his parents.
Uh-oh,
yeah. We'll find out what that means next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got some TV on tonight, people.
What you got?
Of course we got Bachelor in Paradise, Big Al Mac. We got that going on.
All right.
Which is pretty cool. Kelly's finally on board. She didn't feel the first episode as
first
much
episode,
as most.
First episode, no.
Second was good.
Wouldn't watch the second one with me, but I think I've got him convinced to try the third.
Okay. But if you're like Jenna and you're not really into the Bachelor life, beat Shazam is on, Jenna, if you want to test your music knowledge with Jamie Foxx on Fox. And then So You Think You Can Dance is also on tonight at 9 p.m.
AGT?
No AGT tonight, Big Al, that I can see.
Okay.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And if one of fall TV shows start soon?
I hope so. I think September, right? Mm-hmm. I know This Is Us comes back in September.
Ooh, I saw that Mindhunter, I don't know if y'all watch season one on Netflix, that comes back Friday.
Okay. I've heard great things about that one. And Jenna's still looking for a new show to watch because she ran out of shows to watch.
I have not received enough DMs of quality shows from y'all, so come on.
Please send more.
Yes, please.
And please send more love letters to Kelly because she's our love expert. And if you're dealing with anything in your life that you think she can help you with, we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. So let's kick it off right now.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for a little over 2 years. A couple months ago, my husband had the option to do some traveling for work, and I supported him because I know he loves to travel. Most of the summer, we had a good time, and we were happy, but last week, we got into an argument over him having lunch with a female coworker that he failed to mention anything about.
Oops.
This argument led to me finding out that he had actually been talking to another woman I had never heard of, nor have I met before, for the last 2 months. Every day he talks to her, usually during the day, while he was at work or while I was asleep at night. And this isn't a 5-minute conversation. It was 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, no.
I ended up looking at some of our cloud services and found screenshots of conversations he had with her when they first met, one of which talked about a kiss. I confronted him. He admitted he kissed her on the neck when they were drunk, but there was never anything romantic or sexual after. Now we're struggling to hold it together because he feels I should still trust him and let it go and not mention it anymore. I don't want to break my family up, but right now, I think he should have to earn trust back. Who's wrong? See,
he's wrong. He doesn't want you to mention it anymore because why would somebody want to be yelled at and made to feel bad over having an affair?
Right?
I mean, he's having an emotional one, if not, and a little bit of a physical one with a kiss on the neck.
Kissed on the neck, you know,
he
moved on
to that. Yeah. If he's admitting to that,
a little bit more.
You're not in a great situation. Uh-uh. And him just telling you to ignore it, it'll all go away. That's not how it works. So you're right to be mad. What you do from this point on is up to you. But he doesn't sound remorseful.
No.
Doesn't sound that upset that he got caught.
What if it was just a little kiss on the neck? Just like a
now, don't start. You're just being silly.
Still bad. Because you kissing on a neck means you have intent to do something else.
Yeah, this isn't heading to a good place. Yeah. I'm afraid you're headed down a path of a divorce is what it sounds like to me. Because he doesn't even sound like he's upset he got caught. He's upset he got caught because he doesn't want to hear about it.
Right, he doesn't want to be in trouble.
Yeah, just don't talk to me about it anymore. It'll be fine. No.
He doesn't seem remorseful enough.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
Mm-mm.
That's tough.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So my boyfriend and I broke up 4 months ago. We were together for about 2 years, and we only had one major problem. My boyfriend is very close with his family, and their opinion means a great deal to him. Unfortunately, his family did not approve of him dating a girl outside of his race. I had a feeling this may come up, so I asked him on our second date if he was allowed to date a girl like me. And he laughed it off and said, of course, we never talked about it again. After a few months of dating, I was wondering what was taking so long to introduce me to his family. And then one day, he comes clean and says that he told his family about me and they were completely flipped out. He chose to stay with me anyway because he loved me, but this problem constantly came up because his family never let it go. Well, I thought things were starting to turn around as I slowly started to meet his siblings and cousins. But a year and a half later, my boyfriend fails one of his college classes. His parents told him if he didn't end our relationship, they would stop paying for his college and all his expenses indefinitely. Although he promised he'd never do this, he broke up with me because he felt he had no choice. After breaking up, he asked if we could be friends. I wanted to scream. I could never be friends with you. But instead, I uneasily agreed to it. I've been thinking about this and thinking that there's just no way he could actually love me and hurt me this badly. What should I do? Signed, the girl who is not good enough.
No, you're good
you're
enough.
Definitely
you're
good
great.
Enough.
You're great. This isn't the guy for you.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't stay friends with him. Why?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I love that people can stay friends with each other, but I was like, why?
Right.
You don't have children or anything. Yeah. Why do you even need to be in each other's circles anymore?
Agreed.
It just doesn't make any sense because it's obviously feelings are unresolved for you. So I would just put that relationship in the past and move forward.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, because you want your man to stand up for you, even if it is his family, right?
I had a girlfriend. Her parents didn't like the guy she was dating either.
Yeah.
And he made her all, the dad made the daughter all these promises. I will pay for your college. I will buy you a car. I will do this and that for you. But you got to dump the guy. She didn't dump the guy. They got married and they had a baby together. Ultimately, the relationship, I mean, they were married a long time.
But it worked, yeah, it ended up working.
They were married a long time, but she's like, no, I'm not going to be bought.
No.
Wow, that's good.
Because I love him, and
your
boyfriend was bought, because he'd rather take the easy path, the path of least resistance. It is great if everybody's on board with your relationship. It makes family life so much easier.
I had a girl I was dating, got threatened by her mom, said either you dump him. Or, yeah, I'm cutting you off. And they were well-to-do family. I didn't know how well-to-do.
Did she dump you?
Oh, yeah.
Good decision.
Oh, yeah. We were planning on going to the Hamptons.
Oh, man.
But I guess
I've never been to the Hamptons.
Me neither.
I heard that's expensive.
But see, she's got 2 years with this guy. How long were you with that girl? I mean, the minute Mama found out,
it was
you're
over.
Out of the wheel.
Dude, she was on a plane. She was on the private jet.
They had long enough to fall in love and tell each other they loved each other. And
I loved her.
Man, you can get.
Why didn't she like you? The mom.
Oh, it was a black thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thing. Yeah, it's all right.
But when it comes to that, you can get student loans. There's ways around it.
Man, I wanted to ride on that plane.
Sorry, Big L.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boo and I have been together since December. She is 34. I'm 33. We were both married before and have children from our exes. She originally had her father's last name, then took her ex's last name when they got married. She wants to switch to her mother's last name now since she doesn't have a relationship with her dad. We both see a future together and have even talked about wanting marriage, but she says she's always had a guy's last name from men that she isn't close to and doesn't think she wants to take my last name when we get married. Should that concern me, Jeremy?
Jeremy, this is becoming so commonplace anymore. I mean, I took my husband's name legally. Professionally, I did not.
Hello, I'm
but,
Alan.
You know. It's just, I mean, you're going to let that one thing stand in the way. You're probably thinking, oh, she's going to hedge her bet in case we get divorced or something. Are they even to that place yet?
They said they're talking about marriage.
They're just talking.
So many women are keeping their maiden names. It's a pain in the butt, too. Man gets married, he just goes about his business. The woman's got to go down to the DMV. She's got to go down to the Social Security office. She's got to go. It's just a pain. The man just keeps floating by. You know? I get to be Mr. Smith my whole life. It is hard, but, you know, traditions are changing, bending. I wouldn't throw the relationship out because she wants to keep her
maiden
new name. It's not even her maiden name,
a
new name.
A new name, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
Right.
Say.
Don't throw the future wife out with the last name.
Right.
Maybe down the line she'll finally be like, oh, you know what? I feel strong about this relationship, and then
maybe she can hyphenate.
Maybe she can hyphenate. Maybe she can go by it just written.
What does the preacher say when he says, I now present to you Mr.
Husband and wife.
Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones.
It could be Evans Rathbury. Or it could, that's fine. It can work.
I can now pronounce to you Kelly and Alan, husband and wife.
But he says, they turn around.
I now pronounce to you, first names, Kelly and Alan, husband and wife. That's how you do it. Or Alan and Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I now pronounce you Al and the wife.
Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been fostering a 12-year-old girl for 6 months. Like any kid in the system, she has issues, mainly towards women. At about the three-month mark, we had to sit her down and talk about how badly she treats me. Her attitude changed for a couple weeks, and then she went back. So we had to have the treatment talk again, and like before, we got our counselor involved. Well, my husband has decided he no longer wants to move forward with her and the adoption because he sees, and others also see, how her actions have been affecting me and how it's changed me from being happy and bubbly to depressed, crying, and grumpy. Our foster, however, has expressed she likes us and wants to stay in a letter she had to write while seeing her counselor. I know she may like us, but I don't know if she could ever love us or if she wants to. And when asked, she just glazes over the subject with grunts, typical kid stuff. I guess what I'm asking is, do I respect my husband's decision or tell him to suck it up and don't give up just yet? I feel that no matter the choice, I'm the bad guy and I cannot have one with the other. Help. So confused.
Oh, I'm wondering, man, if you have other children.
That's
because
a tough one.
If you have a 12, 13, 14-year-old daughter by birth, they're treating you the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's this transition it comes with, and you can't just give your kid back. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. That is a personal decision between you and your husband. Adopting a child, taking a child out of the foster system is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
And an older child at that.
And an older child who needs love and stability and is probably not trusting. And if you send her back, look what message that's sending her. Oh, I'm rejected again. So she's probably, there's some, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, nothing. But it could be a thing of she's rejecting you before you can reject her. And she doesn't even know how to accept love. But, you know, I've got a 12-year-old girl that half the times thinks I'm stupid, you know, and puts me in a funky mood. And Alan has to deal with it because my daughter and I are getting along. And she came out of my belly. You know what I mean? So it's not just because she's not from your she's not from your womb, but she could be from your heart. And maybe you have a heart for her that your husband just hasn't seen yet. So maybe y'all need some like family counseling, all of you.
Yeah.
And not just sending her to the therapist. But
one day she'll realize what you're doing for her.
Raising a teenage child, you wish you could trade them back in sometimes. But you can't. Yeah. The law won't let you.
Right, you've tried. You looked into
no.
it.
Have you ever told your kid, man, I'm about to trade you guys in?
Oh, man. I'm going to call 911. Go ahead.
Here's the phone. Yeah. Here's the phone right here.
Come on, Tom. I'm going to return you.
My children have not threatened that. But I'm just saying, it's just that phase of life. There's some rocky years there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's for every kid. Man, going through the foster system, how much harder that is.
One day she'll realize what you guys are doing for her.
You hope so.
She hopefully.
You hope so. And maybe not.
You know what? Maybe not, but that doesn't mean you can't love them through it and still be there for them, even if they don't love you back.
You know, Mark Wahlberg isn't starring in the story of this family's life. He did a real cute movie about how hard it was to adopt siblings.
Based on a real story.
Based on a real story that was fluffed up and made pretty by Hollywood.
Yep.
You know, and it's not always pretty like that.
Yeah. There's tough.
True.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Quickie with a quick answer, probably, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Please don't yell at me. I'm 25 and I have an amazing long-term boyfriend. No complaints. But when I was 19, I met someone on a cruise ship that has just stuck with me ever since. Before I had a serious boyfriend, we would talk all the time, for years. We never really told each other how we felt, but recently, the feelings I had for him have come back. Should I reach out to him? Just see how he's doing? I'm not married, right, Monica?
Yes. Because I'm sure he's been sitting there thinking every day, I wonder what happened to that girl I met on a boat. Yeah. I wonder what happened to her.
That was on a boat, sound effect.
That's a good
and
boat.
And she's the one who got away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have an amazing boyfriend, but should I reach out to this
guy?
Can I ruin this relationship that I'm having?
One time when I was between relationships, I decided to reach out to a boyfriend that I was like, wow, what happened to him? You know, I was like, whatever happened to him? And through the miracle of social media, you can find them. And so I called a guy. I said, I think this, it was voicemail because they don't answer. I think this might be the guy that if you dated Kelly Raspberry, you know, this is me. It was him.
Oh, yeah.
And he texted me back.
Nice.
And within the third text message exchange, he asked me to send him a picture of me in my panty.
There you go.
Delete. So that's how my beautiful story
ended. So, yeah. Stick with your long-term boyfriend. That's actually true.
Did you send a picture?
Al.
She deleted Al. If you want to write a love expert, go to KidNation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday. And today's edition was brought to you by Legacy Box.
Ah, talk about good memories.
Right?
See, she's holding on to a memory of what never was. You want to hold on to memories of what was, and Legacy Box can help you do that. But if you have your memories stored on VHS tapes, on those old reel-to-reels going way back, anything you just can't see anymore, audio cassette tapes you can't play. Who has a tape player anymore? Legacy Box is the godsend you were looking for. So you send off her Legacy Box. They send you this big box filled with these barcodes, the little labels. You just peel them and stick them on everything you want to be digitally preserved. You ship it off. Legacy Box does the rest. They'll send you that back on a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD, plus all of your originals. And at every step of the way, you're also going to get 12 up to 12 personalized email updates, so you know when it's coming. It's coming. Almost 500,000 families have trusted Legacy Box to take care of their memories. You should be one of those families. Go to legacybox.com/kid, and you'll get a special discount, 40% off your first order.
But that's huge.
It's a limited time offer. You need to go ahead and take care of it. Legacybox.com/KIDD to save 40% today and get started preserving your past.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.